This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. As you know, one of the best stories of the NBA draft was the rise of Ja Morant as the Murray State guard does go number two overall to the Memphis Grizzlies. We head out to the hotline right now and welcome in the head coach of the Murray State Racers, where he did coach Ja Morant for 2 years, and that's Matt McMahon, who we did last talk to right before the NCAA tournament, and I always do enjoy when he makes some time for us. Coach, first off, congratulations to you and your staff with Ja going number two in the draft, and I also have to wish you and your wife a happy belated wedding anniversary. What a way that must have been to celebrate 14 years of marriage on Thursday night at the draft in Brooklyn.
It was an amazing night, and thank you so much for the well wishes. But it was really hard to put into words, Zach. Just so happy for Ja and the entire Morant family. Just some of the best people I've ever been blessed to come across in my time. So I was just so elated for them and the journey that he's taken to get to this point. It is amazing, but as I told him, the best part about it is for him, it's only the beginning. The best is yet to come for him. So can't wait to follow his career as he moves it on to Memphis.
We knew what the first three picks were going to be in this draft with Zion, Ja, and R.J. Barrett in that order. It was still so awesome to see the emotion, even when they knew what was going to happen. What was going through your head, even though you knew he was going to Memphis at two, when the selection was made and you see that scene unfold at the Barclays Center, how do you just process and describe what was going on in your mind?
Just tears of joy. Just so proud and happy for him and his family. And it's, outside anything family related for me, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like you say, hard to put into words, but. And before I was a college coach, before I got to play in college, I'm a diehard basketball fan. So to get to be at the NBA draft and to experience that was certainly a bucket list type event for me.
Matt McMahon, the head coach of Murray State, here with us on CBS Sports Radio, talking about one of his players in Ja Morant, who, of course, got drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies on Thursday night at number two. Hey, we've talked to you before about the story and how you got Ja Morant to Murray State and his incredible rise in the sport of basketball. When you guys did land him, what type of player did you think you were getting?
We knew we had struck gold. I knew he was going to be a pro. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I knew he'd be the number two pick in the draft after his sophomore season, but we knew we had somebody special from the day he was signed and committed to Murray State. And that, it was really neat just to watch the progression and now to sit back and really think about his journey. I mean, it was less than 2.5 years ago. I was sitting in the front row of his high school gym with his dad watching him play a senior night game at about 145 pounds. And here we are 2.5 years later, and he hadn't played an NBA game, but he's one of the most recognized players in the world because of his rise to stardom. And I think you're probably starting to see it, Zach, in his interviews and as you see his story, the JBL little 3-minute video of his backcourt. The backyard court he has there and how he impacts people and his personality and charisma. I mean, the guy's not only a franchise player, but he's a franchise guy in the community and it's going to really impact a lot of people in a positive way.
Like you said, you knew you had something special. He only got to spend 2 years with you. How many years did you think he was going to spend when you first recruited him? I know it's tough to predict. And when did you know that, hey, he was only going to be able to spend 2 years with the program?
I had no idea going into it, Zach. But after his freshman year, we knew that this would be our last year coaching him. We had some great meetings last April, doing like a little one-on-one leadership program that we do. And, you know, and I told him, I said, this is going to be my last year coaching you. This is about to come at you fast, but I just challenge you to stay focused on just becoming the best player you can be, continue to grow and develop as a leader, and just see how good you can help this Murray State team be. And all the rest of it will take care of itself. And it just, it was so impressive. I learned so much from him this year. I mean, I just can't imagine at 19 years old, the things that were thrown at him, from the NBA hype to media attention to the agent process to, you know, fans' pursuit of autographs and so forth. And he never changed. Through all that, he never changed. And that's how we were able to have the success that we did as a team.
Where does that professionalism come from? Because, hey, I was at the media events on Wednesday and Thursday, and on Wednesday it was almost impossible to try to even get a question into Ja Morant with all the media. It was actually easier to talk to Zion Williamson, believe it or not. Where does that professionalism come from? Because you're right, with both of these players, at such a young age, the way that they're able to handle all that's being thrown on their plate, it's really something.
It is, and I hope that guys like Zion and Ja get the credit they deserve, not just as players, but off the court. Getting to go on some of that the banquet circuit with those guys this spring, Grant Williams at Tennessee, I mean, just such impressive people. But I think for him, it starts just with Ja, his charisma, his personality, his pure heart. He's just so genuine. And then I think you just have to credit mom and dad, T and Jamie, just amazing people, and have, I think, pushed him and challenged him. But they've also, you know, really loved him, and they have a really special relationship. And he carries the whole family with him. They've got a very close, tight-knit support system, and have allowed him to flourish, but also kept him very grounded.
So there's no doubt in your mind that he's going to have a very successful NBA career. Is that right?
I would be absolutely floored if he didn't.
And who's an NBA player that maybe you compare him to?
Ja Morant. That's the only person I compare him to. I don't do all those comparisons. I think he's unique and different to anybody. And when we recruited him, we told him, we're not comparing you to anybody. We're recruiting you to come to Murray State and be the best Ja Morant that you're capable of being. And I challenge him to continue to do the same as he moves on to the NBA. And I think that will be very sufficient for him.
If there's a kid that wants to be an NBA player that's listening right now, what do you think they could take away and learn from the Ja Morant story?
Number one, dream big. And then you got to back it up with action. Everyone says they want to be a pro, but are you willing to put in the time? Do you spend the extra hours, the unseen hours that nobody else sees? And, you know, when you do those things, you can make it happen. Now, obviously, you have to be blessed with some of the God-given talents and abilities that he has. But he's worked extremely hard to get to this point. He's overcome a lot to get to this point. And then I think I would tell any recruit, I mean, look at the NBA now. You know, the days of having to play at Duke or Carolina or Kentucky or UCLA to be a star at the next level are gone. I mean, you start looking at, certainly, they're always going to have those guys. But look at Steph Curry, Davidson, Damian Lillard, Weber State, Kawhi Leonard, San Diego State, Paul George, Fresno State, Ja Morant, Murray State. If you're good enough and you have your priorities where they need to be, you can accomplish your dreams from Murray State or any other school in America.
And we all know the story by now. One of your assistants, James Kane, was hungry looking for chips and also thirsty looking for a soda. And that's how he did find Ja Morant on a basketball court at one of these events. How thankful are you that Coach Kane was a little bit hungry and thirsty?
Well, you know, we're just so blessed to get our eyes on him that night with James. And, you know, fortunately, got to follow him around all summer. And you just saw these, not only the ability, but the intangible things. And just the thing I really stood out was how much he loves playing and the joy with which he plays the game. And I think with those things, players love playing with him, and because he makes everyone around him better. And I can't wait to follow his journey as he gets to Memphis and moves on to the NBA.
Wrap it up with Coach Matt McMahon of the Murray State Racers here on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, you know, I ask the hard-hitting questions. I saw that Coach Kane in that story was actually getting a bag of Doritos. Do you know what flavor they were? Was it nacho cheese, Cool Ranch Doritos, spicy sweet chili, Blazing Buffalo and Ranch? What type of Doritos were they, Coach?
Yeah, I have no idea about any of that, man. No idea.
Well, something that you do have an idea about is you gave him the conference championship ring right before the draft. That was some special moment, right?
It was really special. So we were up in the suite after he had been drafted, and that's how different guys. I don't know what the other draft picks do after they get selected, but after he fulfilled all his media obligations, I came up to the suite with all his family and friends. Our entire coaching staff and wives were there to celebrate with him, and just hung out for a couple hours with him. It was really a lot of fun, and we were able to present him with his back-to-back championship ring, and also had a nice piece of artwork done that really told his story of all the things he had accomplished in his 2 years at Murray State. So that was something really special to get to present that to him right there in the Barclays Center at the NBA draft.
When you have a story like this, and last one for Coach Matt McMahon, people will always remember the program and they're always going to look for what's going to happen next. For this upcoming season, what are your expectations for the squad, Coach?
Yeah, sure. We'll be different, obviously. And I think, you know, just like we talk about not comparing players, I don't expect anyone to try to replace what Ja Morant did. We'll be different in our personnel, but the core foundation of who we are and what we're about won't change at all. So I expect us to win a lot of games and contend for championships, and continue to build on the great tradition here at Murray State. You know, we just wrapped up an amazing decade of basketball here. That was our third NCAA tournament win in the last 9 years. And so the expectations won't change, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, very happy for you and your family and the entire program and Ja's family. What a remarkable story, and appreciate you making some time to talk about it once again.
All right, Zach, thanks so much. We really appreciate your time.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.